We have officially lost him.
Yeah, Travis d'Arnau signs a 2-year deal with the Angels. Going to rejoin Ron Washington, the skipper out there in Anaheim. And, you know, they had asked the Braves, I presume, to take a pay cut, the way it was explained to us, if he was going to stick around. And he opted for a better deal. So, heart and soul guy, backbone guy, clutch guy. You know, certainly clutch this year when we needed it, when the catcher position, you know, when he was behind the dish, was just a great big zero. I love that guy. He, to me, he's the kind of glue guy that a championship team has to have. And so we wish him well. He's put a message out there. I retweeted it from his Instagram account where he says goodbye and thanks, Braves fans.
Yeah, man. So we have a plan there? Because I know we still have Sean Murphy under contract. We got a plan, right?
Betcha. The sub-200 hitting Sean Murphy. You betcha.
Okay.
Chadwick Trump. And there's also another kid. There's another kid in AAA also. They've got other dudes coming up from AA last year at the end. So they've got catchers technically in the pipeline.
Okay.
But I guess Trump's chance first. They also traded one of their I don't know how good he was. What do you call it? Was it Rule 5?
Rule 5
in Major League Baseball. They had a pitcher in A ball that they had to move because otherwise you're going to use it or lose it. So they traded him for another all fielding, no hitting a player from the Angels. So is it the A's, the Angels? It doesn't matter. Some American League team where somebody wasn't hitting is now on the Braves, and we traded a pitcher you've never seen before.
If you're going, why are we moving on from d'Arnau? I just think this is a cost-cutting move, to be quite honest with you. We'll see. I told you guys, I think it's about $33, $35 million that they've saved based on the moves they've made up to this point. And my question is, where is that money going to go? Where are you focusing that money? Now, the offseason has just started, and you're going to see deals like this being done. You know, 1-2-year deals. Some players you're familiar with, some you're not. But the meat of the offseason really doesn't kick off until December, even into January, Mike, before we get to spring training, where some of the larger or bigger brand names in baseball will be having an opportunity to, you know, be inquired about. And I keep getting back to starting pitching. So if they're going to spend this money on whatever it is that they've saved so far on starting pitching, I'm all for it. But I don't know if that's going to happen. And that is the curious thing about this whole, you know, we're moving on from d'Arnau. D'Arnau was a solid player. I'm with Mike. I think he's one of the best clubhouse guys that they've had in a very long time.
So the move that came up earlier today, it is Jared Johnson, a right-handed pitcher. He was 23, and now he's going to the A's. And we pick up the slick fielding shortstop second baseman, Nick Allen, with a career average of .209 with 3 years in the bigs for the A's.
Well, they're just bringing in guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like I get it. You gotta, you know, get a guy off the roster. You're going to just let him walk away because he's got what is about time served, right, in the organization. And eventually they split.
It is.
Nick Allen.
Real quick. You don't sound excited about
well,
this.
Well, like, we're going to be, you just said, they're going to, hopefully they're going to spend the money prioritizing on pitching.
That's what I hope.
A better platoon potentially for Kelnick. I'm of the opinion now that I'm just barking up the wrong tree. We're going to be stuck with RC, who can't hit either at shortstop. And that'll probably be, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, the least of their problems.
Yeah. I don't know where it is. We talked about it with the pecking order. Is it 3-4? I don't know. I don't think it's 1 or 2. I want you to go check out The Express. That's what the podcast is called. It's Dansby Swanson's podcast. Went on there, Mike, talked about our show and all the things that are going on with the radio station. It was really cool. We talked about life and a variety of things. Mm-hmm. Dansby does this. He doesn't do it during the season a whole lot, but now we're back in the offseason, and we chopped it up. It's really fun, and go check it out. It's called The Express, at The Express, if you wanted to go see what it's all about on, you know, Spotify, wherever
How's
you get
Dansby
your podcast.
Doing, by the way?
Terrific. He's recovering from surgery. He had, like, a hernia thing at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Looks great. Feels good, and from all things that you know, I'm hearing, he'll be ready for spring training. But he's in good spirits, and the podcast is really cool, man. So go check that out.